Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As WBUR first reported last week, Boston police arrested a Black driver named Al Copeland after he suffered a stroke and pulled over on a busy road. Instead of calling him an ambulance right away, police assumed he was drunk, arrested him, and left him in a holding cell for hours. Now both candidates running for mayor say what happened to Copeland was unacceptable. WBUR's Allie Jarmaning has more.
Mayoral candidate and city councilor Anissa Asaibi George says Copeland's arrest in 2019 was a tragedy. She says the city should have disclosed the incident at the time and must provide more information now.
We need to release the full details of that entire day, those hours, that experience. I want to know what happened that day.
WBUR learned through a records request that the city quietly paid Copeland $1.3 million last summer to avoid a lawsuit. Nothing was said publicly at the time. Councilor Michelle Wu is also running for mayor. She says the incident is horrible, both for Copeland and public trust in the police. Speaking outside Reedville Station in Hyde Park, she says it speaks to the need to root out and eradicate racial bias in the city.
We need changes to the structures and culture of our police department in Boston, and that includes making sure that there's accountability and transparency.
Wu added that the city's new police watchdog agency needs to get fully up and running. Valerie Copeland is glad the mayoral candidates are talking about her husband's treatment, but she wishes they would provide more concrete plans to make sure it never happens again.
They sound like the statements of a candidate for mayor for political office.
She questions what Wu or Asaibi George will actually do once one of them takes office.
The city has a level of delusion around how good their police department is, comparatively speaking, to other cities. But as long as these stories remain hidden in police records, as long as police officers, the effort is to vindicate rather than hold accountable, we will continue to have these issues.
The three officers involved in Copeland's arrest haven't been disciplined, even though the department completed its investigation more than a year ago. And Acting Mayor Kim Janey's office declined to discuss Copeland's treatment, other than to note that the settlement came under the previous administration. Instead, the office issued a statement listing efforts they've made to staff the new police watchdog office. Valerie Copeland says nobody from the city or the police department has contacted them since the incident 2.5 years ago. She's not surprised. She says the next mayor has the opportunity to be better.
They can treat this as a one-off. They can treat it as something that they just have to respond to until they get to City Hall. Or they can let this be an opportunity to really figure out what went wrong and ensure that something like this does not happen on their watch.
And she has a recommendation for whoever wins the mayor's race. Meet with her husband, hear his story, then do something about it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmaning.